Now, it's Friday, so that means it's time for our man in Malaga. And that's...
Malaga Black Lion.
Oh, Malaga Black Lion. Nevin, good morning to you.
There's not much sun in Black Lion now at the minute, I'm afraid.
But I was watching the other night.
I know. Do you know that was recorded 2 years ago?
Is it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You're younger looking now. That was very good. Listen, what was that brothy thing they did with the prawns? Oh, my God.
It was delicious. And I mean, like, the food there, and Malaga, most people just fly into it and then just shoot up wherever they're going. But it's a fabulous city. It really is a beautiful city. I'm not an expert in it, but I've been there twice and I thought, wow, I would go back. I loved it.
When you were doing that, they had a kind of a blue vegetable. I don't know what it was. I missed that.
It was a purple potato.
Was it a purple potato?
Purple potato. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
We used to call those gone off. You know, but it was fabulous. You were getting very cosy with Picasso.
It was lovely.
It was a lovely show. Really
come
was.
Here, talking about holidays. How was your holiday? We had a great break.
Thank you. A few weeks, and last week you celebrated our anniversary.
I know.
Had a lovely time.
Congratulations.
Had a lovely time.
To both of you.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you, kind sir. We were minded beautifully by wherever we went. So we had a lovely time.
You mind people too.
So listen, what have you got for me, my friend?
I've got two very simple recipes. First of all, it's kind of like a one pan pasta dish, so it's a chicken, your favourite rocket, we catch this in your
yes.
teeth. I always quote you, pine nut pasta. Yeah. And we'll talk about that in a minute. And then I'm going to do chocolate brownies because, listen, in the next week or two, the children are back at school, so let's get them baking, let's have a bit of fun, let's end the summer on a high note, and let's see how we go when the schools reopen.
That'll be
some fun.
So the first one then is the chicken.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the pasta. We're using penne pasta, but you can use whatever kind of pasta you have, and it's a dried penne pasta. Mm. You cook in a large pan of boiling water for about 8 to 10 minutes until it's what we call al dente, which means that it's tender but firm to the bite. That's what al dente means. It doesn't mean that it's raw, it just means that it's just cooked but not overcooked.
Yes.
So cook your pasta to the instructions. Then on the separate pan, I want you to just literally slice an onion, garlic, fry that off with a little bit of fresh thyme, which is gorgeous. And then I want you to put in, so in this recipe it says 4 to 6 servings, so it's one chicken breast per serving roughly. No bone, no skin, it's sliced into little strips, and you pan fry that, you get a little bit of colour. So just to recap, with a little bit of oil in a frying pan or a skillet pan you could use, put in your chicken breast, put in your garlic, put in your sliced onion or chopped, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Fresh thyme. Let that cook, and then after that's cooked, then what I want you to do is to put in some creme fraiche into that, about 4 tablespoons. 1 tablespoon of whole grain mustard if you like it. And then what I like to put into that is a little bit of lemon zest. It's really, really fresh and gorgeous. So the rocket, as I said to you, just goes in at the last minute, or watercress you can use. Or you can use spinach. I should have said that. Baby spinach is good and it's not too strong. You could stir in some pesto. You could put in some basil. But the main flavouring in this is the thyme, the garlic and the whole grain mustard, And then it's a one pan. So you cook out your chicken. So from start to finish, so your pasta takes 10 minutes. This chicken in the pan will take about 15-20 minutes max, and then you just add in your cooked pasta, stir it all through. That's why it's a one pan dish. So you have your chicken, your pasta, you can put in frozen peas, sweet corn, you can mix it up for your children if you want to. I'm keeping it very, very simple, but honestly it's a really super quick recipe.
By the sound of things, you can put out and you like it.
Everything but the kitchen sink.
It's all going into this.
Well, you know, people are always looking for, well, can I substitute this, can I do that?
Yes.
Recipes are only guidelines, and like, you can substitute it. Listen, you can make this with prawns, and you can make this with turkey, and you can make this with a little bit of pork if you want to. You don't have to use chicken, you don't have to use pine nuts, which I think are lovely. When you toast them, you sprinkle them on at the last minute, they give a lovely texture. So it's just to give people inspiration, because what you're doing is just a very simple kind of like a creamy garlic sauce with the whole grain mustard, with the creme fraiche, and then you put in what you want to put into that, and use whatever pasta. It's very simple, it's very quick, and I think it's, you know, we want to make the most of the last couple of days before the children go back. I keep repeating myself, but you know, we're on the home stretch. It's been a long time for everyone since March. The twins are a little bit excited, nervous. I don't know, a lot of different emotions.
Well, it's going to be very odd for them.
Yeah,
because, you know, teachers wearing masks and stuff.
It'll
be very odd.
It will.
When they go back.
It's important that they do go back. So that's our little pasta recipe. Obviously, all the recipes will be obviously on the Lyric website on your own page.
And that's right.
We're going to do chocolate brownies.
Are you?
I love chocolate brownies. So I've kind of two recipes, because I'm certain serving this with a fudge sauce, which I'll talk about in a minute. But we'll talk about the brownies. So this is a recipe that we do in the cookery school, and children love it because there's not a huge amount of sugar in it, okay? Mm. So we have 400 grams of chocolate, which is melted. We have 8 ounces of butter melted too, and then 4 eggs. So what you do with the 14 ounces of chocolate is you do 7 ounces melted, 7 ounces, keep the wee buttons. We call them chocolate buttons, yeah. Okay? So you melt half the chocolate with the butter, and then what you do is you whisk 4 eggs with literally 8 ounces of caster sugar until it's light and fluffy. So that can take, and that's an electric mixer like a KitchenAid or a handheld mixer, probably about maybe 5 or 6 minutes. So when that's light and fluffy, pardon me, when your chocolate and butter is melted, and the best way to melt that, Marty, is over a saucepan of simmering water with a large bowl, and just do that nice and gently and get your children kind of stirring the chocolate, stirring the butter.
Again, that's quite tricky, or is get them involved.
It's so important. Yep. Bacon cooking, it's a skill for life, and you know, mm-hmm. every young person should be able to do that, hopefully. Okay, so we have our chocolate done, we have our eggs done. Now, next thing we're going to do into the eggs and the sugar, we're going to sieve in 4 ounces, pardon me, of self-raising flour, 3 ounces of cocoa powder, and then if you want, I'm putting 4 ounces of chopped pecan nuts. Now that's optional because
pecan nuts are wonderful, add great flavour.
Well, they're lovely, and they're lovely and soft, they're not too strong.
That's right.
You know, and
particularly if you're not using your own teeth.
Here we go with the rocket again.
I know, but I'm just thinking.
I know, you're thinking out loud. I love it.
That's right.
So you can leave out the nuts, obviously, if a child has any nut allergy, because that's quite severe. So we can just leave it plain. But I do like the nuts.
Yeah.
So you put that into your egg mixture, and then you fold in your melted chocolate and butter. That goes into a baking sheet lined with parchment paper, which is a non-stick silicone paper, and 160 is the temperature. And that will take 35 to 40 minutes until it gets a crust, but it's slightly gooey in the centre, Marty.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best way. So it's soft, melting them out.
Hmm.
This brownie, when you make it, you cool it. You chop it up into cubes or whatever, or big squares, excuse me, or rectangles. And then it'll keep for about 4 to 5 days in an airtight container. It won't last that long, I can guarantee
you. No, it didn't last.
So that's that done, and it's lovely with ice cream or whipped cream. But what I'm going to do is a very, very quick recipe for a fudge sauce. 1/4 pint of cream, 1 ounce of butter, 1 tablespoon of caster sugar into a saucepan. And then what we add into that is 6 ounces of plain chocolate. You bring the cream to the boil with the butter and the sugar, put in the chocolate, whisk it. It takes 5 minutes. This is a sauce that I make quite a lot at home. Yeah. And I serve it with vanilla ice cream, toasted flaked almonds, and some sliced pears. It's called Pear Bella Helen is the proper name.
Pear Bella Helen.
And it's delicious, so it is. So this sauce, drizzled over your brownie with vanilla ice cream and some whipped cream if you want it.
Crikey.
Dead by chocolate.
Would you do this? Well, you wouldn't do the ice cream and the cream, would you?
Would I not?
I know people who do. I do, I'm just mad.
You know me too well.
I do,
no,
yeah.
Do you know what? If I had a preference, pardon me, vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, definitely. That's a lovely recipe.
So you have two recipes there. You have the sauce, which is lovely. And by the way, for your listeners, the sauce will keep for a week in the fridge. It won't last that long.
No.
Just warm it up in the microwave or in the saucepan and have it at like a hot fudge sundae. Oh, it's gorgeous.
But it'd be just fantastic. You'd be the size of a small village by the time you finish with
this. Well, everything in moderation. You know, if you use good quality chocolate, it is less sugar in it. So remember that.
Yeah,
so,
I noticed that. You were saying it's plain chocolate.
Yeah, so it's 55% cocoa solid. You can go up to 70, 80, 90. The more cocoa butter, the less sugar, the more bitter.
Speaking of chocolate, did you ever make, you've obviously made as a small boy probably, Rice Krispie cakes, haven't you? You know,
sure,
the chocolate.
Who hasn't?
Yeah. But would you use dairy milk in that, or would you use plain? You'd use dairy milk.
Well, you know what? Of course you would, because dairy milk is what we all grew up with.
Well, yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I had occasion to have them some time ago, not recently, and it wasn't dairy milk, and it was just very different.
It was.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Each thing to its own. And of course, maybe it's the taste of childhood too, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a lovely thing to say. And I mean, you know, the twins love it. Like, if they've left over Easter eggs, you know, it's a great way of using them up, to be honest. You know, we don't like to waste anything in calving, and you know that.
Surprised you've left Easter eggs with you around. That's a strange one. That's gas. Well, listen, that's lovely. Now, just a reminder again for everybody, warm chocolate brownie with the fudge sauce and the chicken rocket and whatever you have in yourself and pine nut pasta. But as you say, you can play with that.
Of course you can.
And,
of course
what did you say you could substitute the rocket with? What was it you said?
Baby spinach. Watercress. And just for your listeners, like, if you had some leftover roast chicken, you wouldn't even have to pan fry the chicken. You could just stir in the cooked chicken with the pasta to warm it through. So, like, there's nothing better than utilising a roast chicken and making lots of
things. That's very, very true.
Yeah.
Good point. And again, spinach, we don't come across spinach as often as we probably should. You know, it's not, we don't hear about it that much. And it's a lovely, lovely thing to have.
It is. And it's lovely and it's healthy and you get an iron into your diet and it's so important. So
like Popeye, you get the big arm.
Hey, that's it. It's great to have you back, you know that.
It's good to be back, my friend. It's nice to have you back as well. I'm dying to get up to see you, but please God, we will. By the way, I should ask, how are things in Cavan after that storm the other day? How are things?
Oh, wow, I'll tell you one thing. We were lucky. I think we just got the tail end.
There wasn't
an awful lot of damage, like the gardens that we were disrupted, but like Cavan will get that sorted. But at home, we had a couple of fences blew over. So yeah, I told you I was painting them, so I must have been leaning too heavy on them.
That's right, too much paint on one side, probably. But anyway, thank God that you're all right and everybody's okay.
Can I just say something? Can I thank you personally? Because more people have been down over the last few weeks and they said, you know, when you'd be asking me, how's the restaurant going? Listen, it's going well and we're happy. As I say, we're doing residents only, but the amount of cancellations, the amount of people said to me, oh, we heard you in Marty yesterday, you mentioned cancellations. So can I just say that just when people know, oh, you're always booked up, we're getting so many cancellations, so there's no problem getting a table
and a room. Thank you
so much. And they all mention you and we're always chatting and I said, do you know he's taken up cooking? They say, what?
Right.
Yeah, he has.
I was off for a few weeks, so I didn't cook.
Okay.
I took my leisure. Time to get back to it.
You're allowed that.
I might get me pine nuts out now. You wouldn't know. Listen, keep the faith, my friend. Lovely to hear your voice. And we'll see you eventually.
That'd be a sight for sore eyes. Marty's pine nuts.
Absolutely. We'll talk
God bless.
To you next week.
Bye, Marty. Thank you.
Thank you.